2015 Vikings training camp from Mankato continues. We bring in Vikings veteran center John Sullivan. You've done this a time or two. John, how does it feel to be here?
Yeah, a time or two or eight. But it's nice to be back in Mankato. You know, the weather was actually pretty nice for us today. Rain held off, and it was great getting the pads back on. You know, there's a lot of energy at practice, a lot of good hitting, and guys are excited.
First day of pads. Is that something you said it was great to get the pads on, so obviously you liked some element of that. But it's also a little bit tougher work, right? So how, in your mind, padded practices, good or bad?
I think they're a good thing. I think a certain number of them are necessary. At a point, there's a certain, you know, there are diminishing returns in terms of your hitting. You can take it too far, but Coach Zimmer and our staff, you know, do an incredible job of taking care of us, making sure we get in the work that we need out here. And today was a great start at that. Guys understand that whereas we are hitting, we're taking care of each other as well. The goal is to, you know, be the best football team that we can be coming out of camp, not to be injured. So, you know, we made some good strides today.
Matt Khalil sees a bunch of Everson Griffin every day. Phil Lodeholt sees a bunch of Brian Robinson. Who does John Sullivan see every day?
I see a whole lot of Linville Joseph and a little bit of Sharif Floyd.
Okay.
And every once in a while, those two DNs you mentioned, if they're running a stunt. A stunt, exactly. Some of the linebackers as well. I hit Chad once today. You know, that might happen again at some point during camp. But, yeah, you know, you see pretty much everybody besides the DBs.
Yeah. You snap to a future Hall of Famer in Brett Favre, and now you're snapping to a young guy in Teddy Bridgewater. What's the difference between working with a veteran quarterback like Brett but a young guy like Teddy?
You know, I wouldn't say there's a huge difference on my end. I try to be a resource for the quarterback. You know, I think Brett was probably a little bit more certain in exactly what he wanted to do just because there was so much experience there. But, you know, Teddy's done an incredible job of learning this playbook, understanding what his role is. You know, he's the most important player on the team. We all know that. And, you know, he's a great leader for us. He's got all the ability in the world. It's just up to him to put it all together and up to us to protect him.
You feel good?
I feel great.
Awesome. Stay healthy. Have a good camp.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, John.